We are assembled here in New Dwarka with the most beautiful, most famous deities, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. We are hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Science of God, Canto 10, the Summum Bonum, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. We're doing two verses. I will chant the first verse, and then we'll do responsibly the next verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vrajau kasang sva tokeshu sneha valyabdam anbaham shanaya nishima vavridde yata krishne tva apurvavat. Although the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, the cowherd men and cowherd women, previously had more affection for Krishna than their own children, now for 1 year their affection for their own sons continuously increased, for Krishna had now become their sons. There was no limit to the increment of their affection for their sons, who were now Krishna. Every day they found new inspiration for loving their children as much as they loved Krishna. Now let us do together text 27. Itam Atmatmanatmanam. Atmatmanatmanam. Batsa Pala Mishena Saha Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chakride Vana Goshtayo. Itam atmatmanatmanam vatsapala mishenasa palayan vatsapo varsham chakride vanagoshtayo. Please chant. Vanam Vatsapala Mishenasa Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chakride Vanagoshtayo. Itam Atmatmanatmanam Vatsapala Mishenasa Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chikri Deva Nagoshtayo. Itam Atmatmanatmanam Vatsapala Mishenasa Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chikri Deva Nagoshtayo. Ladies, itam atmatmanatmanam vatsapala mishenasa palayan vatsapo varsham chakri devana goshtayo itam atmatmanatmanam vatsapala mishenasa palayan vatsapo varsham chakri devana goshtayo. Anyone else? Itam atmatmanatmanam vatsapala mishenasa palayan vatsapo varsham chakri deva nagoshtayo itam in this way. Atma, the Supreme Soul Krishna. Atmana, by himself. Atmanam, himself again. Vatsapala mishena, with the forms of cowherd boys and calves. Sa, Krishna himself. Palayan, maintaining. Vatsapa, tending the calves. Varsham, continuously for 1 year. Chakride, enjoyed the pastimes. Vanagoshtayo, both in Vrindavan and in the forest. Responsibly, please. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus he continued his pastimes, both in Vrindavan and in the forest, for 1 year. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Everything was Krishna, the calves, the cowherd boys, and their maintainer himself were all Krishna. In other words, Krishna expanded himself in varieties of calves and cowherd boys and continued his pastimes uninterrupted for 1 year. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's expansion is situated in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. Similarly, instead of expanding himself as the Supersoul, he expanded himself as a portion of calves and cowherd boys for one continuous year. Trinadapi suniche na tarori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 vikivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. So this last part of the purport, Prabhupada is reminding us of Krishna in the heart, Param Atma. As Vaishnavas and as proper students of Bhagavad Gita, we know that there are two souls in the body. This we learn in chapter 13. And they are not equal. Because in that chapter 13, Krishna points out that Arjuna, you know what's going on in your field of activities, the body. But I know what's going on in all bodies. If we were God, then we would know what each other is thinking, feeling at all times. I have no idea what you're thinking, although I can guess by some of the looks on your faces. But what you're actually experiencing and feeling, I have no idea. I know what's going on in my body. Oh, I definitely do. But because I'm not God, because I'm not the supreme absolute truth, I don't know what's going on everywhere. But Krishna does. Therefore, his name, Vasudeva, everybody say.
Vasudeva.
And Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Meaning all these names indicate Krishna is all-pervasive. He's in everyone's heart. Now we learn in Bhagavad Gita that Paramatma, Super Soul, provides various functions. Later in chapter 13 of the Gita, Anumanta hi upadrashta. What is the Super Soul doing? Two very important functions. Overseeing, witnessing, and then sanctioning. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We recall also in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, five factors which determine the outcome of any activity. But that fifth factor, Daiva. Who's Daiva? Again, Krishna, the Super Soul. This Super Soul concept is throughout Bhagavad Gita. Just before Krishna gives his ultimatum to Arjuna that you should surrender to me. Just before that, he also says you should surrender to the Super Soul utterly. So this Super Soul, Krishna in our heart, is so vital, it's so important. I'm not going to brag, but I just want to state something. I don't know why, but at the age of 5, I was sitting on the front stoop of my house. At the age of 5, I had some understanding. God's in my heart. Now, that was not taught in Our Lady of Loreto Catholic School, and it was not in the Baltimore Catechism. But whatever it may be, from as long as I can remember, I've always believed in God. Always. There was never a doubt in my mind God existed. And I remember at the age of 5, understanding that God was in my heart. But then when I came across Prabhupada's books, everything was confirmed. Oh, yes, it's true. So the Super Soul, Anumantahi Upadrashta, he's witnessing everything. He knows when you... He knows everything that nobody can escape. When you're a young kid, you may think, okay, I'm going to, you know, my parents aren't around, I'm going to smoke some cigarettes. When you're a young punk, 7, 8, 9 years old, you think you're cool now. I'm going to smoke some cigarettes, yeah. And nobody's going to see. But we learn, oh, Krishna sees everything. You cannot escape the infallible laws of justice because of that Super Soul in the heart sees everything. And then sanctioning. Yes, 2 athletic teams are competing to the best of their ability, but there can only be one winner. What is that determining factor? Daiva, Super Soul. Then we learn in chapter 15, Savasya Chaham Hridi Sani Vishna Matak Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. We're not independent. We are dependent on God for so many things. Knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. Why do I forget? If I'm God, why do I forget? Even the stupid Mayavad philosophy. Oh, you're God. You just forgot you were God. What kind of God is that? The God that forgets he's God? Oh, it's my Leela? But Krishna's not that kind of a God. No. Not that kind of... So, we're not God. We forget. We forget so many things. I can't even remember what I was doing a day ago at this time. Krishna is the one that reminds us. Otherwise, how we would pursue so many activities. The stock of desires are there. traveling in the core of the heart, birth after birth after birth, and then all of a sudden you wake up one day and then this desire comes. That's Krishna again reminding you, hey, stupid, 100 lifetimes ago you wanted to do something. Here's your shot. Go for it. Good luck. Krishna is reminding us of these desires. Or in my case, I'm coming home after a program late at night, 10, 11 o'clock, driving down the 91 freeway, and all of a sudden the movie starts to play. Krishna reminds me, you remember when you did that? You remember when you did that? And that? And I'm surprised I haven't had an accident. Because it's like one continual horror movie of all the stupid, dumbass things I've done before I was a devotee, and while I'm a devotee, so many stupid things. And then Krishna is reminding me. Reminding me. And then Krishna is the one that causes the knowledge, the understanding. We're reading, as was mentioned yesterday's nice class, reading these books for 20, 30, 40 years. I remember when I first started, there were so many things I was like, what? But I had enough good sense. I was thinking to myself, all right, I don't understand that. I don't understand, but I do understand prasadam. So I'll stick with it. Because I understand that. And I understood a few things. And I said, I'm not going to sweat those other things. I'll stick with those things that I know. Yeah, I know that. I like that. And then later, little by little, the realization comes. And what was the problem a year or 2 years ago? Now you got it down. Oh, now I get it. That's all Krishna. So what does Lord Chaitanya first instruct? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The first order of business, cleanse the heart. We cleanse the heart by hearing and chanting. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, as Prabhupada writes, in order to become gradually attached to chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This chapter is another brilliant illustration of how Krishna is all attractive. Such a nice concept in that small pamphlet, Krishna, the Reservoir of Pleasure, which in the early days we distributed by the thousands. We distributed that all over the subways of New York, Reservoir of Pleasure. And Prabhupada is explaining how nicely Krishna is all attractive. He's not only attractive to human beings. We learn from the 10th canto and Krishna book, he's attractive even to the animals. There's that nice chapter where the gopis are remembering the power of Krishna's flute. How when Krishna plays his flute, the animals are attracted. Even the water of the Yamuna, everything is attracted by Krishna's flute. Everything is attracted to Krishna. Therefore, to be, like was mentioned yesterday, crazy. Yes. What is crazy? Not being attracted to Krishna. That's craziness. Because everything, everyone is naturally attracted to Krishna. Why am I not attracted to Krishna? That is the question. And the answer is, I'm diseased. I have the disease of ignorance. And how did I get that ignorance? Because I want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And therefore, here I am in this material world trying to enjoy separately from Krishna and becoming more and more disattracted. Therefore, the more one comes into the bodily or material concept of life, they become more crazy, more crazy, more crazy. But as soon as you start to read Prabhupada's books, chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, take prasadam, the madness starts to become cured. I know very well who I was before I joined this movement. Raving madman. But it has taken over 40 years. Some people will say, Nirantari, you're still a madman. That's all right. At least I'm not as mad as I was in 1973. Maybe I made 1% advancement. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I can sit here in the association of devotees. Somehow or other, there's that song, and I like to sing. Still chanting after all these years. Yes. I may not have anything else to say, but I can say that I'm still chanting. How about you? Are you chanting or ranting? I hope you're chanting. So Krishna is all attractive. This episode is teaching us how, first of all, it was just mentioned today by Shukadeva Goswami, that the residents of Vrindavan were more attracted to Krishna than their own children. That is the feature of Vrindavan. That's the feature. What is Vrindavan? The Vrindavan is the place where everything, everyone simply loves Krishna. In that one short purport, it's on one of the CDs, Prabhupada's explaining the Jai Radha Madhav song. And he's saying, the residents of Vrindavan don't care whether Krishna is God or not. Doesn't matter. They simply love Krishna. That's Vrindavan. The place where everything, everyone simply loves Krishna. Whether he's a god, maybe he's a demigod, who cares? All we know is we love Krishna. And there's that one conversation between Uddhava and Nanda Maharaj, where Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, well, you may think that your Krishna is God, but all I know is he's my son. And I have my affection for my son. So this is the feature of Vrindavan. Everyone loves Krishna. So, but they also had affection for their children. It wasn't that they simply love Krishna. Everybody else is like, well, screw you, man. No. Because they love Krishna, then naturally everything else is seen in its proper position. They had love and affection for their children, or the cows had love and affection for the calves. That was also there. So it's not as a devotees, we don't have any love and affection for our family members or our God brothers or God sisters. That has to be there if I love Krishna, because we're all part and parcel of Krishna. That's okay. So they had that, but when the turn came unknowingly that now their children and now their calves are actually Krishna, what was it stated? What did we read? Their affection now increased. This is how Krishna consciousness works. What does Lord Chaitanya say? It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. At every step, increasing the ocean. Just imagine, we're not very far from the Pacific Ocean. If that Pacific Ocean starts increasing, bye-bye. We're not that far away. Big tsunami comes, Haribol. Oh, we'll all be swept away. Right? We don't want that Pacific Ocean to increase by Krishna's order. Stop. No, don't go any further. But Lord Chaitanya says, there's this ocean of devotion. There's this transcendental ocean of bliss. And it's increasing. So the more we hear, the more we chant, the more we render service, we are increasing for ourselves that taste of that ocean of bliss increases. So we should be noticing also, we should be noticing our affection for Krishna. Our affection for Krishna is demonstrated by our service attitude. So if I'm actually advancing, I should be noticing my service attitude is increasing. Another, in the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya is giving the purport of Shikshastakam, he says that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all varieties of devotional service are awakened. So if I'm nicely chanting and hearing every day, then I should be getting more and more encouragement and inspiration to do devotional service. That's how I know I'm actually properly chanting, because I'm getting enlivened. I'm getting inspiration from within. Let me do this for Krishna. I was looking at all the purports in this chapter. And there's one purport in this chapter where Prabhupada refers to himself anonymously. He said that here we are, he's describing the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And he says, once there was no temple, but a devotee said, let there be a temple, and there was a temple. That Vrindavan temple, that's Prabhupada's gift to us. That's Prabhupada. He wanted that temple because when he sent the first devotees over, they had no choice but to stay in other places. There was no ISKCON temple in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada heard some disturbing incidents. So Prabhupada decided, I must create a temple for my disciples so that when they go to Vrindavan, they have some place to stay and they won't get poisoned by envious people, which is what was happening. So Prabhupada wanted that Krishna Balaram Mandir for us. This is what makes Prabhupada so great. He was not an egomaniac. He was not doing this movement so that he would get name and fame. That name and fame automatically comes when you do nice service to Krishna. Automatically you'll get the name and fame. But a devotee doesn't care about the name and fame. The devotee cares about, let me do this service for Krishna. Or let me do this service for my spiritual master. Last class I gave, Subhas was mentioning the motivation, right? That someone may not like to do a particular service, but because he or she knows it's pleasing to the spiritual master, one does it, and that's the satisfaction. Just like in a good marriage relationship, when there's a good marriage relationship, the wife is thinking, how can I please my husband? And the husband is also thinking, how can I please my wife? That is what you call a successful marriage. When it's not selfish. Not when it's, what have you done for me lately? No, it's other-centered. I'm going to do something to help others. Same way with the preachers, the book distributors. They're not going out there to make money. No, what are they doing? They're going out there to save and help others who are all crazy in material life. But they know, the book distributors know, if I give them one of Prabhupada's books, they can be delivered. They can. That is their conviction. They have no other conviction. I let me go and save the fallen conditioned souls. As Prabhupada writes, if the advanced devotees don't go out and preach, who will? So you can tell who's an advanced devotee by their preaching activities. They go out and they try to save the fallen conditioned souls. Anyone can become an advanced devotee. It's not preordained. And it has nothing to do with you were born in this family or you were born in this community or this. Not in this movement. This movement is the equalizer. Everyone has an equal opportunity to become a Mahabhagavat. All you have to do, and it was mentioned yesterday, follow Srila Prabhupada. No other way. You have to follow Srila Prabhupada, and that's how you'll become a Mahabhagavat. By chanting 16 rounds every day, come hell or high water. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. By strictly and enthusiastically following 1, 2, 3, 4 regulative principles. That cannot be changed. Somebody tried to change it. He thought he was smarter than everybody. Nobody can follow. We'll just settle on 3. Out. You're out. And he's out. You cannot change it. It's written in, like was said yesterday, law books for the next 10,000. I love that. Law books for the next 10,000 years. Get rid of all these other books. Here's it. The law books for the next 10,000 years. Take that, Trump. Establish Prabhupada's books everywhere, every place, at all times. It's not that, well, we already distributed 10 million books. That's all right. There's a new generation of fools and rascals coming up right now that have not yet seen Prabhupada's books, that have not yet seen Los Angeles Ratha Yatra, who have not tasted sumptuous Krishna Prasad. Our work never ends. It will never end. And next generation, when us guys are gone, please carry it out. Don't stop. Keep it going. Make sure Prabhupada stays on that Vyasasan for the next 10,000 years. Not that he's pushed aside in some corner or in some museum. This is the first Prabhupada Murti, yes? That ain't going anywhere. So next generations, make sure Prabhupada remains there. Make sure that Prabhupada's books stay in print. Prabhupada's books. There are so many books, but we got to make sure Prabhupada's books remain in print for the next 10,000 years in all the languages of the world. All of them. And you want to become a Mahabhagavat? Real simple. Chant, take prasad, and preach. Anyone can become an advanced devotee just by going out and preaching. And preaching is unlimited. There's unlimited preaching. They have an expression, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Preaching is in the eye of the preacher. If you have a desire to preach, Krishna will show you how to do it. You just got to want to do it. That's all. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you want to do it, look, Krishna wants to fulfill, Krishna's already fulfilling the desires of everyone. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam, eko yo bahunam vididhati kaman. Krishna is already fulfilling the desires of everyone. Why won't he fulfill the desires of his devotees? Is that the kind of God we're worshiping? We're worshiping that kind of God that he'll satisfy everyone's desires, but not his devotees. Does that make sense? No. Krishna will fulfill the desires of the devotees. You just have to become sincere, serious, and qualified. How do I become qualified? Say hello to your little friend. It all comes from here. Chant, take prasad, memorize, it was mentioned yesterday, memorize Prabhupada's books, and go out and conquer. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhu? Yes, you had your hand raised? Oh, we're waiting for the mic. Yes.
Yantra Prabhu, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, fifth chapter, it says that an intelligent person should know that he is not the doer of any activities which are actually carried by the three modes of material nature. And out of the five subject matters in the Gita, karma is the only thing that is in our hands. You know, when we are chanting, we are changing our karma. However, does it not sound conflicting, because the Lord also says that the doer of activities is actually the three modes of material nature?
It was the third chapter, Prakrite Kriyamananis, third chapter. That verse is there to wake up you, or anyone, that you're not the only doer. That's the inference of that verse. You're not the only doer, because you're correct. Elsewhere it says, so you're not the only doer. What did I say at the beginning? Super soul, super soul, super soul. So you are a cooperator, but you're not the only doer. You do your part. You do your part, you desire, you do all the necessary duties and obligations, but then for the execution, for the completion, for the success, you depend on Krishna. The book distributors who go out every day, not everybody takes. That's not in their control. But you make the effort. So you make the effort, you do the endeavor. But remember, you're not the only doer. Hiranyakashipu thought he was the only doer. And then he met the real doer, Lord Nrisimhadev. So we're cooperator. Good enough?
Very good.
Wait. We're over time. We have to get sanction from the boss. You want to end here? Oh, okay. Yes, Bhrigupati, yes.
Bhu, thank you for a very beautiful class. Very clear, very easy to listen to, very easy to understand. No, you knows, beautiful presentation, professional. You're a good dude, let me tell you. Now, my question is this. At the beginning of the class, you are... quoting from the Bhagavad Gita, I think 13th chapter, Upadashta Anumanta, how Krishna is the overseer and the permitter. And then you further quoted from the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, or you referred to that verse about the five factors of action and how Krishna is the sanctioner, and you demonstrated that with your body language. Okay. So my question is this, that, and then as the class went on, you talked about how Krishna's all attractive, and how can anybody not be attracted to Krishna? So basically my question is, how could such a nice God be sanctioning or allowing such horrible things to happen? The other day, 2 days ago in London, 22 kids got blown to smithereens, 50 other people injured. That's just one of many terrorist attacks. Historically speaking, 40 million people died between the 1959 and 1961 in China of starvation under Mao's regime. 20 million people died under Stalin's regime. 10 million people died under Hitler's regime. Pol Pot, Prince Johnson, the list goes on. So how can such a nice God be allowing such horrible, horrible things to happen in this world?
Because we want it. What is this material world? The material world is the place where you're allowed to do whatever damn thing you want, and Krishna doesn't interfere. We wanted it. Originally, we're with Krishna, but we indicated, no, I want to do my thing. So, we come to this material world, and everybody's trying to do their thing. And my thing and your thing sometimes clashes. Because what? I want everyone to see me as Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. I want everyone to worship me. And then somebody else is saying, no, you worship me. And so that's what's happening. Competition. That's the material world. Competition. Fight for supremacy. Who will rule? Who will conquer? Who will enjoy? So Krishna allows that. So we have no one to blame for what's going on other than ourselves. Fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, nor does the Supreme Spirit assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. But living entities are bewildered. Yes, we have only ourselves to blame. We are the cause. Not if everyone followed Krishna's instruction, this world would become Vaikuntha. That is Prabhupada's whole scheme for ISKCON. If we here in this temple follow strictly what Krishna's and Prabhupada's instructions are, this will be as good as the spiritual world. But in the material world, nobody wants to follow Krishna. They want to do what they want to do. Okay, Krishna gives free will. It all comes down to free will. Free will. Okay? I think we should end here. Otherwise, I'm sure this will go on for a good hour. But it is time for breakfast prasad. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.